Graduated Driver's License Program. Graduated Driver's License Program. Individuals who obtain a learner's permit or junior driver's license are subject to our graduated driver's license law.
The key provisions of this law are
1. An individual 15 years of age or older may operate a motor vehicle if they hold a valid learner's permit and are accompanied by one of the following people in the vehicle who is riding beside the driver: a licensed and unimpaired parent or guardian, a licensed or certified and unimpaired driver education instructor, and or a licensed and unimpaired person at least 25 years of age. 2. To apply for a learner's permit, an individual must have maintained a clean driving record in the previous 2 years. 3. An individual must possess a learner's permit for at least 1 year prior to obtaining a junior driver's license.
4.
Prior to obtaining a junior driver's license, an individual must complete an additional 40 hours of practice behind the wheel, with at least 10 hours being nighttime driving, while accompanied by one of the individuals indicated above who is riding beside the driver. The 40 hours of practice is in addition to the 6 hours of behind-the-wheel instruction time required for successful completion of a driver training course. Proof of this additional practice must be submitted to DMV at the time of application for a junior
driver's license
on Form VN-210, driving practice log sheet, and certified by one of the individuals indicated above. This form is available in the center of the driver's manual, from DMV offices, and from the DMV website, dmv.vermont.gov. Note: nighttime driving is defined as driving during the period of 30 minutes after sunset to 30 minutes before sunrise. 5. An individual must have maintained a clean driving record without any learner's permit recalls, suspensions, or revocations for a 6-month period prior
to obtaining a junior driver's license.
6. While holding a junior driver's license, the individual may not operate a vehicle in the course of their employment for 1 year following the issuance of the
junior driver's license.
For example, an individual cannot act as a pizza delivery driver until having had a
junior driver's license
for 1 year, or until reaching the age of 18, whichever comes first. 7.
While holding a junior driver's license,
an individual may not carry passengers for hire.
8.
During the first 3 months of operation under a junior driver's license, the individual is restricted to driving alone. Passengers are permitted only if there is a licensed and unimpaired parent or guardian, or a licensed or certified unimpaired driver education instructor, or a licensed and unimpaired individual 25 years of age or older riding in the front seat. If one of those individuals is in the vehicle, there are no restrictions on the number of passengers. However, the driver is not allowed to transport more passengers than there are safety belts. 9. During the second 3 months of operation under a junior driver's license, the individual may begin transporting immediate family members, siblings, and parents only. 10. After holding a junior driver's license
for 6 months, there is no restriction on the number of passengers they can transport in the vehicle. However, the driver is not allowed to transport more passengers than there are safety belts.
11. An individual who holds a Vermont
junior driver's license
must be 18 years of age and must not have any recalls, suspensions, or revocations during the previous 6-month period to be eligible to obtain a driver's license. This 6-month period commences the date of their reinstatement.
Any junior driver's license
may be renewed, notwithstanding the provisions of any other law. A renewed
junior driver's license
shall be issued without a photograph or image likeness. Any person to whom a renewed
junior driver's license
has been issued shall, while operating a motor vehicle, carry upon his or her person the last license issued to him or her, as well as a renewed license certificate. 12. When an individual who has a
junior driver's license
from another state applies for a Vermont
junior driver's license,
he or she will be required to provide proof they have successfully completed a state-approved driver education course
which meets or exceeds Vermont requirements.
They will also be required to pass an eye, written, and road test. They will also be subject to the graduated license law unless they have held the other state's license for a period of at least 6 months. 13. A learner's permit or
junior driver's license
is considered to be a provisional license, which is recallable. Any of the following actions will result in the recall of an individual's learner's permit or
junior driver's license.
For details, see 23 VSA, Section 607A, Section 614A, carrying passengers for hire, junior operator violation, or CPH,
equals 90-day recall. Driving for employer or employment, junior operator violation, a DFE, equals 90-day recall. Recommendation from a diversion or reparative board recall, a DRB, 30-day recall. Junior operator points accumulation recall, JRP, equals 90-day recall for a single 3-point speeding violation or a 6-point total.
Junior operator texting, JRT, equals 30-day recall, includes fines of at least $100 and at least 2 points on your driving record.
While a recall is in effect, an individual is ineligible for a junior driver's license or driver's license. When a recall is issued, the individual has the right to a hearing. When a learner's permit or junior driver's license is recalled, it shall be restored upon the expiration of a specific term and, if required, when the individual has passed a reexamination. No reinstatement fee shall be due when a learner's permit or junior driver's license recall is restored. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death and injury for teenagers. As a parent or guardian, you have a critical role in influencing your child's safe driving habits. The law requires teens 15 to 18 years old learn to drive in stages. Restrictions on young drivers are based on scientific findings and some of the major factors that place teens at risk: age, lack of driving experience, passengers, and other distractions. The GDL exists to save teen lives and reduce injuries. However, the GDL alone cannot prevent all teen crashes.
More U.S. teens are killed texting while driving than drinking.